And as David mentioned, more Americans bought tickets to see the matches at the World Cup than any other visiting nationality. The popularity of the game is growing at such a fast rate in the U.S. that it will soon be one of soccer's biggest markets. It's one of the many statistics in a 2010 World Cup and Economics report published by Goldman Sachs. Andrew Swift is a researcher for Foreign Policy magazine and a writer for its Passport blog. He's been digging through that report, and he joins me to talk about it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, why does Goldman Sachs put out a World Cup analysis and index?
Maybe it's to get some good press.
Yeah, they probably need it.
They've had some troubles lately, so maybe putting out a football report on the World Cup is a way for people to get another look at them.
Okay, fine. So they analyze the economies and the political situations in each country, and I gather there is a correlation between a country's productivity and their ranking according to FIFA, the football International Football Association. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Goldman uses something called GES, which is Growth Environment Scores, which is a roundup of factors from political, economic, and social. It's like rule of law, corruption, debt, and then social factors like computers and mobile phones. They found, interestingly enough, that a GES score and FIFA ranking itself is not necessarily correlated.
Right.
But the improvement over the last 4 years in GES score and FIFA ranking is, and this trend is especially noticeable among developing countries.
So, like, as Brazil becomes more economically powerful, its FIFA ranking goes up anyway?
Brazil and Argentina are sort of the outliers.
Right, because they're good anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They've been good for so long, right. And their GES scores are not necessarily a proper indicator of their skill level.
So what's a good example?
Algeria, for example, is the one they listed. Algeria did not qualify for the 2006 finals in Germany. Did this year. They're in the group with England, the United States, and Slovenia. And Algeria was the country that posted the highest improvement in both the GES score and FIFA ranking over the last 4 years.
Their economy's getting better. Their political situation's getting better.
Yeah. Goldman attributed this, you know, to maybe better infrastructure or funding facilities, you know, for football leagues.
What I found quite astonishing about this report is the importance of the United States to the world soccer market. Mm-hmm. Can you explain why that is?
Well, I'm part of a generation that grew up millions and millions of kids playing soccer, you know, boys and girls. Yeah, exactly. Granted, 8-year-olds playing soccer is not particularly organized. It's really a bunch of kids just running around chasing the ball.
Yeah.
But I think that familiarity is starting to breed genuine interest in the game globally. 24.5 million Americans play some sort of soccer, and that's the second highest number in the world behind China.
Wow.
Major League Soccer, the U.S. domestic league, is in its 15th year of an existence now. And just earlier this year in April, they announced that they have higher average attendance figures. It's about 18,500 per MLS game than both the NBA and the NHL, about 1,000 more.
Both the NBA?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
More people on average view soccer games in America now than NBA games or hockey games.
Yep. It was shocking to myself, actually.
Andrew Swift, this report, the Goldman Sachs report, actually gives its odds for who will be in the semifinals, who will win. What does it say?
It's England, Brazil, Argentina, and Spain. I'd say three of those, England, Brazil, and Spain, are sort of conventional wisdom. Personally, I'm rooting for the U.S. I think we have a shot at beating England in the group stages. I think we could upset, you know, surprise some people. And then I think we also might have a chance if we finish second in our group, we'll likely face Germany in the round of 16. I think we can surprise some people there as well.
That's Andrew Swift. He's a researcher for Foreign Policy, and he's covering the World Cup for the magazine's blog. It's called Passport. Andrew Swift, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.